How can I use fonts to create scalable vector-based icons in my Forms app? Check out this Xamarin quick tip to find out. My name's Ben, I'm a senior software engineer on the mobile customer advisory team. Let's check out embedded fonts and how we can use them to create our app icons. So here we can see we have the standard Xamarin Forms shell template app, which has two tabs, and the icons are set using PNGs. And that's fine, but the problem with using PNGs is that they're resolution dependent, which means that you have to have multiple versions for every resolution. Ideally, you'd like to have a single icon which can be scaled to any size. So how can we do that? Well, we could use a font library such as Font Awesome, which provides you access to over 1,600 high-quality vector-based icons that can be used completely free of charge. There's also a pro version which gives you access to over 7,000 icons. In this case, we'll be using the free version. If I just enable Show All Files, we can see here that I've created a fonts folder which contains the regular and solid Font Awesome libraries. Also includes a C# file, which I'll come back to. So I've included the folder in the project now, and all we need to do to use these fonts is two things. We need to set the build action to embedded resource. And finally, we just need to add an assembly attribute, which will make the fonts addressable throughout the application. So we add the export font assembly attribute, specifying the file name and an alias that you use to address the font. Okay, so if I go back to the appshell.xaml, we now want to use the fonts we've embedded to set the icon property on the shell content. However, if we look at the icon property definition, we can see that it takes an image source, not a font. So we need some way to make the font type compatible with the image source type. All we need to do is use the font image source to set the icon property. Let's give it a go. So we'll get rid of the icon property attribute, because we'll be setting it as an element now. We'll set shell content icon, and then all we need to do is create a font image source. Specify the font family to FA regular. Now all you need to do is set the glyph property. This defines the Unicode character string for the specific icon that you wish to use. These Unicode character strings aren't particularly easy to remember, which takes me back to the class that I mentioned earlier. This is effectively a lookup table for all of the glyphs provided by the Font Awesome library, and just provides you a human readable way to reference any specific icon. This file is available on GitHub, and a link will be provided on the description. So how can you use this lookup table? Super easy. All you have to do is add an XML namespace reference to that class, and then you can replace this Unicode character string with a much easier to remember static reference to the Glyphs class. And as you can see, you also have the benefit of IntelliSense for the entire Font Awesome library. So there you have it. It's as easy as that to use embedded fonts to create scalable vector-based icons. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check out all the links in the description, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more Xamarin quick tips.